Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in New York City, it's Alan Hahn. It's Bart Scott. It is Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. If you're watching on ESPN Plus, we welcome you into our studios, and we ask you to take a gander at Bart Scott. And the outfit he's wearing today, why don't you move the laptops? Yeah, yeah. The whole thing matches. It's all one thing. It's a very well. Why are you showing your butt, by the way?
Oh, I'll
like
just
you,
show,
but you're
just,
showing your butt. Like that's not necessary.
That's the only way I can show him that it was not just the top.
Okay, there you go. Better.
I'm showing because, but now you can't see anything. You got to show my bum, like a rotisserie.
He's spinning on his chair. Well, the point I'm making is that it's one of these designs. I love it, and every time I look at it, I see something different. Like right now, I'm looking at it, I see flowers. And I see now he's going B-boy stance. B-boy stance? Yeah. Yeah, no.
What a hood at.
But now if I look at it another way, I see like a dog's face. But when you first came
like
in.
An ink plot, right?
It's crazy. And then when you first came in, it looked like a woman's face and teardrops out of her eye.
No, that's speaking to your inner conscious. You see what you want to see. It's like Batman.
I've seen three different things, though.
It's like Batman. When Batman saw the bat. That's what it is. I'm messing graphics up, right? Because I'm moving around.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Now the camera's saying static on you right now, as it should. And I ask people if you have ESPN Plus. If you don't, just get it. It's easy. But if you don't, if you do have it, put it on. If you don't have it on right now, and just look at Bart. Well, now he's covering you. What are you doing?
I gotta get my my computer charger.
All right, you get the charger, and I'm just gonna keep looking
they
at
got 3 hours
the
to
design
look at it.
And see. That's a woman's face. Tears. No, don't move. See, that's a face, and it's tears in the eyes. Now it's a dog. This is crazy,
work
man.
Work it, girl. Do your thing.
Blowing my mind right now. Absolutely blowing my mind. Seriously. All right, I'm going to ask the guys, too, in the control room, those at Plus, am I crazy? Like, are you seeing the same thing that I'm seeing, or on TV is it not as noticeable?
Stay off the weed.
Well, it is Friday, man.
Lucky Charms.
What do you call it? It's Friday, baby.
It's Effort Fridays.
Yes, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at the number I just gave you, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football bowl season's here. Fans are hype. Return to glory at Fansville and Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Yeah, speaking of Effort Friday, last night.
Yo.
Brandon Staley. Let's go, baby.
High?
Like, go for it. Everything's just go for it.
But don't go for two.
You ever watch Tin Cup?
Yeah, but don't go
remember
for two.
Remember Tin Cup where it's like, just go for it. Just knock it on. Go. Go try again. And it just was like, stop doing it. And I
the
look,
most disappointing.
Riverboat Ron, like, I like the gamble. I like that. First of all, it's not a gamble if the analytics tell you to do it.
That's a sense of fear.
Fear?
From, like, thinking that you couldn't beat them in a close game. So you're like, oh, man, I got to make sure I get the touchdown. I can't get three. And sometimes, like, you know, come on, fourth and five, those are – and listen, the game started off with a tremendous kick return. Yep. The kid, he just ran out of gas. He tackled himself. But I hate when that happens because when that happens and you have an opportunity to score and make a big play, you don't.
Yep.
Usually it comes back to haunt you. And, you know, the young tight end that – I mean, it was weird because he didn't really hit his head that hard. Like, it looked like it was like a routine catch and fall.
Donald Parham, like I still am trying to figure out.
I don't know. He must have hit the sweet spot.
What happened?
He hit the back of his head.
Was it whiplash or something?
Yeah, but it wasn't like one of those whiplashes where he was fully extended. It was like I've seen people hit their head like that a lot. Sometimes you just never know. It hit directly on the button. But that was a big play.
Yeah.
Because that was an opportunity to cash in on a tremendous return. So we called that a 14-point swing. Because then Kansas City goes down and scores.
Right.
14-point swing. You had an opportunity to put the champs or former champs on the back. And just, it was a great game, though. But It ended where Mahomes becomes a hero.
It was a great ending. I don't know if the entire game was great, but
well,
it was
just
one of
big
those
play after big play, right?
34-28, like, the Chiefs win in overtime. Getting to overtime is, if you're a Chargers fan or if you're just a fan of football, you're thinking this game should have never been to overtime because three times.
They lost so many of those games.
Brandon Staley goes for it on fourth down, one time in his own end.
But that's a lack of fear.
It comes
in
back.
Your defense thinking this isn't the Kansas City offense of old where they were going to put up 50, 30 points. You know what I mean?
Well, Kelce made it look like that, though.
And at some point, you know what I mean? But that's why you have to take advantage of the opportunities. You know, Kelce could have did all those heroics. He could have did every single one. You kicked the two field goals, three field goals, even with, you know, missing on a touchdown after the big return. Even if you do that, you win the game.
Right. Okay, well, let's first go to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and let the coach of the Chargers, Brandon Staley, explain himself.
Play around here. That's the way we're going to play. And, you know, when we have a quarterback like ours and we have an offense like ours, that's the way we're going to play because that's how you need to play against Kansas City for sure. And that's how we're going to become the team that we're ultimately capable of being is by playing that way. And, you know, I'm really proud of our guys. I thought like we competed like champions today, and they made a couple more plays in the fourth quarter and in overtime than we did. But I felt like our guys laid it on the line tonight, and I'm very, very proud of them for that.
Played like champions today.
Yeah, played like champions, coached like dummies.
Ooh. Like, Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Even some of the play calling in the red zone was silly. Like, silly. I mean, you got the young man thinking he LT. I understand LT, it was a dude in that uniform that used to take off from the five-yard line and have levitation. But guess what, man? You got to be a little closer than that before you decide to take off and extend the ball.
Yeah.
Like, bro, even if nobody was there, he would have barely made it. But then you extend the ball, and then just a random lineman just knocks it out of your hand. Those are real points. Like, come on, man. Like,
does that frustrate you? As
it's frustrating
again,
because
you're a defensive player. How do you feel about your offense doing what they
It's like, dude, man, like you're on a one-yard line. Like, buckle down, get big. Like, you do that like when you're on a one-yard line. We've seen Drew Brees or we've seen Tom Brady, you know, when they sit there, they get there, especially Drew Brees. He'll get under there for the quarterback sneak. He'll jump up real fast, put the ball over the line, put it back. Because all you got to do is break it. When you're that far back, like, come on, man. You think you Zion? Well, not Zion. You think you John Morant, like taking off from the five?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Trey, though, talk about it. Like, again, you say a defense would be upset. How about a fan being upset? Trey, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, not happy. Trey, what's going on?
Man, you guys know we shouldn't have been in that predicament, man. We should have just kicked the field goal instead of going for it on fourth down. I was real skeptical about Brandon Staley when he first got to the Chargers, and now this makes me even more skeptical about him.
Well,
thank you. Have a nice day. Every day, listen.
All right. I know. Everything you eating today and drinking is nasty.
It doesn't taste good.
Don't taste good. I don't care if it's Krispy Kreme, fresh out the red light on all that. Tastes nasty, bitter. Because like this is one of those things when you're trying to come up in the process.
Well, it's like, the difference between tying for first place and being 9-5 or being 8-6,
and now you know
the wild card. You just split with the Chiefs.
Exactly.
Right.
Coming up big, having an opportunity to do something special. And when teams are young in the process, you always expect them to come up short because you expect the champions to figure something out, to figure a way out, and you help them by your decision-making. Right? You help them. And it's cute and it's great that kid returned to opening kickoff there. But you got to finish. You got to finish. Because when you don't make those plays, they come back to bite you in your ass. Mm-hmm. I promise you, I cannot recall the times when you're going against an opponent that you're supposed to lose to and they come up with the plays and you're like, man, we have to learn how to make the big play. God, teams like Kansas City isn't going to go away. You have to stump on their throats, and I understand.
I'm glad you said that part.
On fourth down, but you still got to be smart about it, man. Fourth and five in your own territory, it's not worth it, especially when you're winning or it's close.
I think that was a fourth and two, wasn't it?
Going into halftime,
but,
man.
But still, you saying that, though, and this is the key. So you still had Mahomes on the ropes, though, when you had that interception in the fourth quarter. 21-13 after the Eckler touchdown. I mean, you have him on the ropes, right? You're at home.
Yep.
Put the game away. But that's when, of course, Mahomes shows up. And then he goes 10 of 16, 197 yards, and three touchdowns after that turnover. Think about that. You get him to turn it over in the fourth. You go up 21-13, but you could not put him away. And that's, again, that's when you realize you got to know who you're playing against. All right, so we'll get your calls on this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But right now, let's go to the Goodyear hotline. Rob Ninkovich joining us right now.
What? Is Nick omnipresent? I just saw him on TV.
Yes. Working all day.
I just got off TV.
Yeah.
Wow. This dude, man. So this is time and a half, dude.
Walking back from Squires. Got the smoothie with him.
Well, you turned him on to a lick.
Yeah, that place.
Man, the second I'm done with this, I'm going right to Squire.
There you go.
Hey, well, yeah, hey, bring us back a number two.
Let's get
the football.
I heard you this morning. I get up, so I'm curious how you think, because Bart right away, I guess defensive players might feel this way. Man, get the points. Know who you're playing against. How did you feel about Staley being, as he said, we're going to be like this, we're going to be aggressive?
I think that I don't mind when teams go for multiple fourth downs, but not all of them, basically. You got to pick and choose your battles. And, you know, Bart understands this. When you're defending somebody on fourth down and you stop them, that is a massive, massive win for your defense. And you feel so good, and you're on cloud nine that your team just stopped another team from scoring any points. You got the goose egg. That it really can motivate the rest of the team. It can motivate everybody. And I think that the Chargers, you look at how many of those opportunities they missed on, they blew it. They lost that game. Kansas City probably shouldn't have had an opportunity to win that at all in overtime. If they would have just kicked two field goals, they would have won that game. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, they're going to look at that and kick themselves, especially fumbling on the one-yard line. A bunch of little stuff that just – bad football. That's how you lose in the NFL. You don't convert third, fourth downs. You fumble on the 1 yard line, and that's the story of that game. So I don't mind them going for it, but I think I do mind going for every fourth down. Would they go for five? I think they were what, two for five or something? I don't know.
Nick, let us behind the curtain of an evil empire that you once belonged to, or well, still belong to, because you still have your key cards still work over there. Let's just be honest, right? Like, how many times did you guys go against an opponent that was playing that way and had some success early just to watch Tom Brady come back and win it at the end because they implode because they have a fear of the aura of who you guys were and not playing the opponent that you were that day?
Yeah, I mean, look, just go back to my last game I played in as a pro football player, and that's the Super Bowl against the Falcons. There shouldn't have been a chance for us to win that football game. And if the Falcons just kind of stuck to the basics, just kick a field goal. Just stick to the basics. Run the football. It's not sexy. Just hand it off. Get a couple yards, maybe one, two. Kick a field goal. It's out of reach. It's over. But, you know, teams in big moments, in big games, they get a little tight. They look across the field. They see the hoodie. They see Tom. They figure, hey, we got to score. We got to go up big. We got to score as many points as possible. And, you know, it bites you. It comes back to bite you. So for me and some of the games that I've been in, you can definitely feel momentum swing. And when you get a couple stops on defense, that's really when the momentum swings. You get a stop, the offense scores, they're feeling it, defense starts to feel it, then the other team gets a little tight, and there you go.
Yeah,
you're off and running.
It changes the sideline. It absolutely does. So just to answer your question, Ninko, so they went 2 for 5 on fourth down.
Two for five.
Yeah, that's 2 for 5, right. So, and then twice they failed fourth and goal in the first half. And according to Elias, the first team to fail on fourth and goal twice in the first half since, well, that would be the Chargers as well, back in 1984.
Jesus Christ.
Against the Chiefs.
It's in their DNA.
So there's a little bit of history there.
It's in their DNA.
It's crazy.
Well, they need to write that in the analytics when they're thinking about going for it.
Right.
They listen. Right. All the past.
Right. History's got some analytics to it, too. Meanwhile, let's on the other side of the field, though, there's the Chiefs, and then there's Mahomes, as I mentioned. After the turnover, after it's 21-13, and you think, all right, well, they still have him on the ropes, he throws for almost 200 yards and 3 touchdowns and wins the game. So as much as it's like, wow, the Chargers should have won this game, the Chiefs still, winning again. I mean, how much are you looking at the Chiefs saying they're starting to become that team again? Or is this still about the opponent not doing enough?
It's about, I mean, you got to give credit when credit's due to the Chiefs. Yes, they do have a bunch of weapons, and they have Patrick Mahomes, so that gives you a chance. But then you also got to look at the defense that they're going against and scratch your head. What are you doing?
Right.
Like,
You know that Travis Kelce's guy. You know that when it's 3rd and 10, that's where the ball's going. Him and Tyreek. So you don't just let him run off the line of scrimmage without having anybody touch him. You don't let Tyreek Hill run through your zone and you don't touch him. They didn't put a hand on Travis Kelce. When Travis Kelce, when we were playing Travis Kelce, we were playing Dustin Keller with the Jets. They couldn't, if you went off, if he was anywhere near the line of scrimmage and I could put my hands on him, I was hitting him. That's bad defense. That's bad preparation. That's bad game planning. And you saw the Chargers have a poor game plan against the go-to guys. You can't let the go-to guys catch the football and catch and run for a touchdown. That's terrible defense. That's bad. So hats off to the Kansas City Chiefs. They had their opportunity in the Chargers to get the job done, but they failed. And at the end of the day, that's just the way it goes. You watch a team blow it, and then the other team takes advantage of it.
Like, but you know, both of us have had the good fortune of working with some of the greatest defensive minds in all of football. I mean, when you guys created vice coverage against Tony Gonzalez, like, okay, you're not going to beat us. You put two people on him like it was punt coverage, and he couldn't get off the ball. Like, I don't understand why some of these coordinators, when it gets tough, have no imagination. I mean, you could understand that he's from that side. They could have put a robber on him. They could have put the double team from the other side, so he ran that little pick route when he came underneath for the touchdown. It would have been somebody inserting from that side, right? You can double two players. You can't double three. You can double two. The linebacker, why do you care about – the linebacker's just out there. They're cones, you might as well say, because they're not getting into – they're not breaking up no PBUs. You know what I mean? So I have no idea, like, why they didn't hit him and vice coverage him and then blitz after. They can – within 5 yards, you can vice cover him just like the Patriots used to do to Tony Gonzalez and then blitz after that. Yep. He was chipping out and checking out late and becoming a check down and just waiting until all the zones curl out, like, for the life of me.
Bart, there's just a lot of not great game plans.
They keep getting jobs, though. These dummies keep getting jobs. They make good money.
They keep getting jobs. And let me tell you, when the Patriots beat the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, they'd have Julian Edelman start out as the number one, motion into the slot, run his little intermediate route, and they would just flip it, left side, right side. Same play over and over and over again through the zone, and he was wide open. That wouldn't happen against a Bill Belichick coach football team. He would say, listen, if you see that little guy coming in your area, who cares about pass rushing? Stop, plant your foot in the ground, turn, hit him, because it's in within five, and put his little butt on the ground, and then that play's over.
Yeah, yeah, so it just kills the play.
I have to. I'm sorry, because – It's very poor coaching.
There's more poor coaches out there than actually good ones.
Thank you. And that's what I want to get to. I say this all the time. This is the era of the dumbest football players I have ever. They look good. They run fast. They're strong. They are the dumbest football players.
But how much is that?
No, but let me continue.
Is coaching?
Let me continue. Right. These are the dumbest coaches I have ever seen. And they listen. They talk over the heads of their owners. They talk over the heads of their coaches, and they talk over the heads of their players because the players are dumber, so they don't challenge what they're being taught, right? We heard Robert Saleh, like, commend C.J. Mosley for checking on defense when he recognized that they knew they were cover zero and a quick screen was coming, and he checked out. He said, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So you're supposed to just take it when you see it. Well, there's nothing I can do. Coach called it. I got to run. Like, these are the dumbest. And listen, I mean, I swear to God. Like, these are the dumbest football people I have ever seen. And all they do is recycle them. They be dumb over here in the AFC. They go to the AFC, be dumb. And it takes forever for them to realize. These are some of the dumbest game planning coaches, technique,
and
skills I've ever seen in my life. And these guys, like, they need to hire me and you, Nick, all over the league to go do consulting. That's how dumb these dudes are. And these owners are so stupid. They keep falling for it and hiring these people.
I was just talking to Brandon Spikes, and we were just talking about Urban Meyer, and he was like, man, that dude just got a lot of money for not a lot of time. Like, he just – every single dollar a coach makes is guaranteed. So you sign a contract as a coach, you're going to make every dollar, which doesn't make sense. So maybe we should
For 3 years, he's getting paid for 4 years for free. And this is the crazy thing, right? Yes. One of my favorite movies in all the world, Neek, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, is White Man Can't Jump. And it's a scene.
I love that movie.
It's a scene when Raymond Dumbass goes into the store and says, "Give me all your money, man." He say, "Man, Raymond, is that you? Take that damn mask off. These coaches are going into the store and robbing these owners without the mask. But we got to work double for half our contract. This is beyond me. I feel like I'm in an upside down world.
No, we got to leave it here. He's strangling the microphone. But I love that you said that, Nico, because I saw you on Get Up this morning, and you said exactly that about the Urban Meyer thing. And I was going to ask you, but you already said it. It is so true. Players aren't fully guaranteed. These coaches are. And they're the ones that just get recycled over and over again. And you're just paying guys. And if they're not doing a good job, you still get the money. It doesn't make sense. And what other life do you suck at a job and they still pay you to go away? It just never makes sense to me. You guys should start Prestige Worldwide. You should go out and just consult with these teams and get this thing right, because the sport definitely needs it.
Did you touch my drums? We'll go.
You know what? That would be a hilarious scene, by the way. You and Nico in the room, step room. That'd be great. But we got to leave it right there. Hey, we're not going to. I don't think we get to talk to you next week. So have a great Christmas. All the best to you and your family.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, thanks. Rob Ninkovich on the Goodyear Hotline. And, man, that got heated, and I absolutely love when it does get like that. You both fired up about that stuff, and as you should be. All right, we've got a lot more to get to, including, well, Bart Stradamus coming up. Your calls. A lot of people want to sound off on things in the world of sports. We get to you as well on the calls. But first, I want to tell you to join host Gotham Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football in the world and Man in the Arena. A new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, even fate. Podcast brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and stream the docuseries on ESPN+.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Oh, you can see it. Look up plus. Look, Bart. Look up now. Look up now. See the face?
Ah.
That's the face right there.
Had a very shiny nose.
Yep. Wipe my tears.
Two tears in a bucket. Right?
Bucket.
Two tears in a bucket. Little DMX. This is the kind of holiday music you play this weekend. And then we get a little more like emotional next week. But right now, It's all about hoo. Like that. Hey. We took pictures of the outfit, and I found all the different images that are all mixed into this pattern that you have on this outfit. And we found how many? Three, right?
Yeah.
Found the dog's face,
arf,
the woman's
arf.
Face, and then we found flowers.
Flower.
Yeah, which is very nice. And I know Mama Scott wanted to see a picture of it, so we took a picture of it and sent it that way.
No doubt.
How about the fact that I'm on the air right now, and we're on the air every day at the same time, right? Right? Every day, 12, right? Eastern. Wally Szczerbiak literally is calling my phone right now. You would think he would know.
Bad. That's bad team.
I would almost want to answer it, but I'd get him in trouble because he's a CBS guy.
Give me his number, and I'm going to call him when he's on the pregame and postgame. I'm just going to call his phone. Hey, Wally, what's up? What you doing, man?
Right.
You want to go bowling? We're going streaking in the quad.
It's like, bro, don't you know what I do every day? You would think your friend would know. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. If your pet passenger is injured in a car accident, get help like the dog on your hoodie.
Arf.
If he's injured, get help paying for vet expenses. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Get a quote at Progressive. ESPNradio.com. We got your calls. We're ready for them. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, it's time for a visit from Bart Stradamus.
Oh, yes.
Bart Stradamus, first of all, happy holidays.
Finally. I do not celebrate pagan holidays.
Well, the next time we see each other will be after the new year.
Ho, ho, ho.
There's that too. So my first question to you is about the Jaguars. They lose a coach, but will they win the game Sunday?
Oh. Oh, wow.
Feel like you're
addition
stalling.
By subtraction. Urban can tip drill all week long. He has money to spare. But will the Jaguars and their fate and their tradition of losing be spared? That is the question. But if the Jaguars win, are they still losing? Because they need help. Oh, the shadow cast by Urban Meyer shall be for years. But will they win? No, 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 no. But they win by losing. Yes, Trevor Lawrence, suck on. Oh, yes.
So I get it. So it is said, so it shall be. I get it. If they win, they actually lose because they could lose positioning in the draft. But if they lose, they actually win because they maintain a high position in the draft. Oh, very well done. Well played, Bart
Stradamus. You're smarter than your SAT score suggests, Alan.
That is correct. How do you know my SAT score? Coming up, how about this one? Big Ben showed flashes, Bart Stradamus, of his old self. The Steelers somehow are still alive. Big Ben's still alive. I think several times you have predicted his death. You have not been right yet. Will you continue to do so?
Halloween 16, as Michael Myers keeps coming back and forth, back and forth. Ben, much like a clock, must hypnotize itself to the fourth quarter as Benjamin Button comes back to life. Oh, yes! Can Mike Tomlin play mind games to teach Ben and his team? That is the fourth quarter where the offense explodes. But, oh, the youth, time is wasted on the young. In Claypool, it may be one of the dumbest of all. They go for TikToking in a Corvette with Juju to the most selfish football player of all. They've had Santonio Holmes. They've had Plaxico Burress. They've had Antonio Brown. Oh, but Claypool is a super type of special. He's a one roll short bus.
You don't know.
They can't overcome that type of immaturity. Oh, all his brains are in his muscles. And he shall be the death. Of Big Ben.
Oh, man. So it is said. So it shall be. Last but not least, rivalry games now, division games. Both New York teams are a mess. Which one, though, will cash in this weekend? Which New York team will win their rivalry matchup?
You don't even need Bart Stradamus to do this one. Neither one of them. I'm sorry, I came out of character.
Neither one. Oh,
God, that's painful.
They're serving hot ales in Dallas and even hotter ales in South Beach. They got a better chance in hell. Robert Parrish for both of the New York teams. So sad, but I'm so glad that the draft picks shall rise. Yes!
Oh, no. We're waiting for April again.
Winning.
We're waiting for April.
We shall win again. The back pages in New York as we shall control the draft. 4 out of the 10. Oh, yes.
So not only should New York fans root for their own losses, but also for the losses of Seattle and Chicago, correct?
Yes.
The high draft picks will matter. All right. So it is said.
So it shall be.
Merry Christmas, Barstradamus. Thank you. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Ho, ho, ho.
888-729-3776 is the number. Gary wants to talk to Bart now. So Barstradamus is left. Bart is back. Gary.
What up, Gary Bear?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How we doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Sunshining here in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's Carolina blue sky.
Hey, you got some Bojangles, man. Give me some Bojangles.
Can you DoorDash some of that up here lunch?
Hey, I'll Uber it to you. Or what do you call it? Yeah, I'll what the
Grubhub, the DoorDash, whatever.
Send that up our way. Send that up our way. We'll send you a Barton Hunt t-shirt.
Okay.
I'm sure that's fair.
All right, I'll see what I can do, man. Give me the address.
All right, we got you. What do you got for Bart?
All right, look, everybody, I've got like a lot of people that's been hit with COVID. Jalen Waddle was killing me. I had him in as a starter on my receiver. Last night, Eckler and Hubert, I had them starting, and it kind of, they did okay, kind of let me down. My question, I've got Knox, Buffalo tight end, and I got Peoples receiver for Cleveland. Which one should I play? Because, I mean, I don't even know who's going to be throwing the ball to Peoples.
Yeah.
But I don't trust Knox.
No, let me stop you.
And Knox, then I got Kyle Pitts sitting on the bench, too. So I have no idea what to do, and I'm third in my league.
Listen, go Knox.
It's a crucial week.
Go Knox, man. Go Knox, because you have to understand that Buffalo's not even going to try and throw the ball. You know, you think about Allen. That was his go-to receiver before he got injured, and now they're working him back. You know, they're going to try and take Diggs away. You know what I mean? They have the, you know, Gilmore. They're going to try and take Diggs away. So
because Samuels is out, right?
Right. Well, yeah, they're going to try and take Diggs away, maybe with Gilmore. So you know that, you know, right, he's not going to feel comfortable throwing into those tight windows. So you know Knox is going to come alive, because that's where you go, where, you know, they don't really have anybody. You know, Hyde and those guys are really more corners. Knox can get – well, I'm talking about Hyde. They're on the same team. I'm telling you, like, go with Knox, man. Right. Knox is a beast.
Right. Tell
Knox
you what, Gary,
will take you home.
Here's what we'll do, Gary. If Bart's wrong, he will send you one of the shirts he's wearing today, and you can rock that in Charlotte while you're eating Bojangles. Thank you, Gary.
They might throw eggs at him.
No, they would not.
You've got to be a strong personality to wear this.
They're going to do what I'm doing, and it's just like I just keep staring, searching for another image that can certainly pop up. This is one of those optical illusions that throughout the entire show is going to mess with me. In the meantime, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have your calls to get to and certainly more to get to on the show. There was a game last night, yes, but as you just heard from Gary, there's a lot of things you just don't know what to do for this weekend because you don't know who's available. Every day it changes.
Saturday,
and one
football
player in the NFL is furious at the league about the protocols, the testing, and why his team now is suddenly in a tough spot. All that's coming up, but first Bart's got to tell you about ZipRecruiter.
Let's tell me about ZipRecruiter.
Well, you're a business owner.
You know that.
It's probably tough for you to hire top talent for your team.
You see me all the time. I'm in here. I'm on the phone because I'm dealing with all these problems with Amazon.
How do you
man?
Get the hiring edge, Bart?
I get the hiring edge. I tell you what. I get the hiring edge because it's tough to hire the top talent, man, when I'm competing.
I've already
with
read
all,
that part.
Yeah, I'm competing with all the other Amazon owners and all the other people for logistic drivers, DHL, my peoples, UPS, post office, all of them trying to take my peoples. So you know what I have to do? I go get the hiring edge from ZipRecruiter because they don't know about ZipRecruiter, but they listen to me now. But now it is too late because I got all the people I need. You know, if you don't believe me, all you got to do is ask Next Key Marketing Manager Erin Hardy. She'll tell you herself. She loves ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply. That feature is bomb because guess what? She gets to hire. She gets her job posted in front of the right people, and instantly, not later that day, instantaneously, people are all up in her DMs trying to get at her job, and she can invite them to apply. See for yourself if you don't believe me or her or Alan. I don't know why. You crazy. All you have to do is go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back, Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio.
They're enamored with this hoodie, man.
Well, I'm telling you, I keep finding that. See, there's a flower by itself with the petals, the whole thing. It's just
it's the same
beautiful.
Three, it's the same three, and they just turn some upside down but and some the other way.
But I told you, this is optical illusion because you look at it different ways, glance at one thing, and it looks like completely something different. And then I look somewhere else. I look at your shoulder.
It's a sunflower.
Stop doing the peck pop of love, by the way.
Terry Crews Jr.
Now all of a sudden, it's like there's an earthquake happening around those flowers. So, Bart, Mac Jones is having a very clean rookie season.
So clean, he's dirty.
it's mainly because they're not asking him to do a lot, but he's been very clean. All right, 70% completion percentage is spectacular. 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, right? So 2-1. Where do you think it ranks in the last 15 years of rookie quarterback seasons? Look at the comparison right now on Plus. Russell Wilson was amazing.
Dak's impressive.
All right.
24 turnovers.
26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. And then RG3 in the same year, 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. That's even better.
Yeah, you got to put RG3.
Less turnovers.
I'm surprised Vince Young isn't there. He went to the Pro Bowl his first year.
Baker Mayfield had 27 touchdowns and 14 interceptions, but the 27 touchdowns really unlocked that offense. Dak Prescott, 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, very clean, not a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
But Mac Jones only has the 16, so he's not at 20 yet, but
he's
course.
He's not finished yet. Yeah,
not finished. Finish. So, yeah. You know, you would think
he could
get to 20.
Do you think he can get to 26? That's only 10. That's two a game. Two a game, and then three. You got to go 3 touchdowns.
Main thing is to keep the interceptions down. If you stay, you know, if he can stay 10, 11.
He's going to go against two good defenses, clean. Too. He's going to go against, you know, Indianapolis has a good defense. He's going to go against Buffalo. And remember, we're going to see the passing game because they didn't have to use any of it.
Now, what you also want to look at is where these rookies went from there. Mm. Russell Wilson went on to win a Super Bowl and appear in another one. All right. Baker Mayfield.
Meh.
Kind of wondering if he's the guy in Cleveland. At least some people are. RG3,
meh.
Unfortunately,
got injured.
Just got ravaged.
Yeah, you don't say when you talk about those, you know, touchdown ratios, you don't talk about how many rushing touchdowns he had and, you know, what special runner he was at the football.
Dynamic part of that offense, right, exactly. And it really is tough because, you know, again, you don't know what he could have been if not for the injury. So that's not one where you look at him and think, well, he wasn't good after that. No, he was beat up after that. Dak has turned into a franchise quarterback, right?
Yep.
Now the next thing for him to do is win. And coincidentally, at this time of year, when the Cowboys always seem to start leaking oil, what's happening now? And they're looking at him saying, what's wrong with Dak? So he's going through a slump right now. We'll see where that goes. But Mac Jones has the Patriots sort of back to what we remember the Patriots being, a very dominant defensive team, a disciplined team. They don't turn the ball over. And he just, like, it's very vanilla, but it's exactly what they want. He's not a spectacular quarterback. But it's almost like he's a perfect fit.
Well, greatness is defined by doing the little things routinely, right? And right now what they're worrying about with Mac Jones is that he does the routine things routine. Get the ball out, hit the check down, throw it away from the coverage, make sure that he sees when the blitz is coming, make sure he sight adjusts, make sure he knows who's protected, who's not protected, know where your hots are. Those are all little things. But, you know, so often we go to the big things and before we do the little things, but the little things are what make you great.
And to stick to that too, a lot of times younger players want to be spectacular. They want all the attention.
Show
look how great I
arm.
Show off. And he's smart enough to not do that. Offensive rookie of the year.
No. Chase.
You think
Jamar
so?
Chase, man.
All right. We shall see. Back in 10 seconds. I mean, this song comes on, Bart Scott, in my house.
Chase, I know.
This is my wife's song. And now it's become my youngest daughter, Callie. It's her song too. So the two of them sing this at the top of their lungs. And you know this is probably on once an hour.
Yeah.
Because it just is always in the mix. It's one of the most popular.
Where's the Christmas special?
Christmas
is she
song.
Having a Christmas special this year?
Mariah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is she?
Meh. I don't know.
I'm not sure. She usually is at New Year's Eve, though, right? Mm-hmm. Normally you'll find her performing somewhere New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But still, fantastic, modern song. Meanwhile, as we head into this weekend, Bart, a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty, just all around sports. NBA, you're seeing a lot of players going into COVID protocols. Leagues have to start figuring out how they're going to handle with vaccinated players not showing symptoms. What do they do? You let them play? Do you not let them play?
Yeah.
You know, how did you handle this? So there's a lot of stuff going on right now in all of the leagues, the NHL, the NBA, and the NFL. And for the NFL, those other two leagues, you're still fairly early in the season, not even halfway through. But in the NFL, this is prime time, baby. I mean, there's teams vying for playoff positioning. And in fact, some of these games, you're seeing if both quarterbacks are out, they're signing quarterbacks off practice squads and everything else just to be able to play the game. That is what makes lunch money this week so difficult for us to do. We talked with Doug Kazarian yesterday. He said the same thing. You got to be really smart about things. And you might, I think, want to dial it back a little bit because you just don't know what situation you're going to be in going forward. So with that, let's just be as conservative as we can, make a couple of picks in lunch money.
Let's get some extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
So, Bart, I think it's safe to say that if you wanted to make any kind of picks, one way you could go is just go over-under instead of picking with the spread.
Yeah.
I think that could be a way you go. So with that in mind, right now, you got two games where there's quarterbacks compromised because quarterback situations are compromised due to COVID. Yeah. One of them is in Cleveland, where the Browns signed Kyle Lauletta.
Who's that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he used to be with the – remember he was with the Giants?
Ah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the episode of Cops, too?
Yes, he might have been, yeah.
Bad boys.
what you gonna do?
What you gonna eat?
Yeah. So for him, anyway, now the other story, if you want to look at over-under, so it's the Browns in what really is an important game for them against the Raiders.
This is huge. Playoff implications are all over this game for both teams.
Yes, and with that in mind, the over-under for this game – the last I've seen is 38. Mm. Now, it's still Derek Carr, as far as I know, but it's not going to be Baker Mayfield, and it's not going to – I mean, you know, again, you might be going down to a third string at this point. You have no idea. Do you take 38 now? It's an extremely low number. Do you over-under there? Or do you look at the Washington situation where they're down? They had to sign what did I call him? Gilbert Grape, right? Yeah, remember him?
Finding Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, he was signed. So – I'm going to go with that. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it real conservative. Take the under, 4,300 Washington Eagles. That's what we're going to do. Coming up next, Harry Douglas joins us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.